I've spent the last 5 years making tens of thousands of dollars on this homestead. I'm here to talk to you today about making a profit on your homestead and the five things that have been most profitable for me on this homestead. Now, some quick caveats here, because we gotta make sure that we cover our disclaimers here. So first disclaimer is, I am not an expert in your local, state, federal government laws, whatever it might be. So you need to make sure you're checking in with your local Department of Agriculture, your health department, or whatever it might be. That's on you to research. I am not the expert in all 50 states and how many other countries there are in the world. So you need to make sure that you are double checking all of your standards. Second, quick caveat here. I know that there's some things that we're not going to be able to include when we talk about the profitable items. I'm not necessarily going to get into the costs of some of the fixed costs, such as chicken coops and fencing and all of those different things, because they're a one-time setup fee, basically. So this is after the fact that all of these items have been set up, what's been profitable for me. So when you hear me talk about my profitability, I'm not going to sit here and break down every single fixed cost known to man. It's inevitable, and it's all about what's unique to your circumstance, because what's unique to me might not be good for you. So you need to find what way you're going to do it, because you might know a way that's a little bit more profitable way to do it and save yourself some money. Again, I got them in my least profitable to my most profitable. So number five will be my most profitable thing that I've done on the homestead. So make sure you stick around for number five. So number one on my list is the easiest one to really get into. So go to Tractor Supply, grow some chickens, hatch chicken eggs. Now, the problem with this method is the low profitability per egg. It's really difficult, and it's really about the scale of what you're doing. For us, it took 55 chickens to sell enough chicken eggs to break even, basically, maybe a few $20 to $40 a week, maybe, that we could sell that would allow us to break even, maybe a little extra. So it took 50 plus chickens to grow enough for us to sell, plus have enough eggs for our household and break even on our costs. Some weeks we make a little profit, some weeks that we didn't. Especially as we got into wintertime, it is very difficult to run a profit on a homestead chicken egg operation. So I got into chicken egg selling, honestly, because of my wife's chicken buying habit. My wife loves chickens. She loves a bunch of different breeds. Husbands, you know what I'm saying? So we get stuck with a lot of chickens. So my only ask was that we broke even on what we were selling. So we have 50 chickens, each chicken laying about 4 to 5 dozen eggs during the summertime. That gives us about 250 eggs to sell a week. And basically we kept about 30 to 40 to ourselves, and everything else got sold by the dozen. What that allowed us to do was pay for all of our feed for not just our egg laying chickens, but also help pay for our meat laying chickens and a couple other oddities. So I kind of recommend looking into some of these other items that you might be able to sell along with your chicken egg. So again, quail, turkey, ducks. There's some other ways there that you can sell eggs to restaurants and to local people. People are wanting local eggs. I think they're recognizing that some of the food system's a little jacked. So having things that they know are super fresh, high quality, and they have local access to them goes a long way. And that's your selling point. That's what makes you different than Kroger. That's what makes you different than Walmart and all these other guys. Key things that we used to get involved with, though, is we found local farmers markets. There we were able to kind of introduce ourselves as homesteaders, and people secretly started asking us if we sold eggs. We did not market it. People kind of found us, and then by word of mouth, I had about 8 to 10 dozen that I can kind of push off on somebody else and make money. Again, I sold them for $5 each. So that got me about $80. That's about 3 to 4 bags of feed, and that allowed me to really push my business and buy things that were necessary. So again, that allowed me to pay for my feed on my quail, my ducks, and most importantly for me, my meat chickens. I wanted that completely paid for by another project. The next, number four on our list, and again, we're growing in profitability. The next one is hatching eggs. So you have these chicken eggs that you're already collecting up. You most likely probably have a rooster out there with you to help protect those chickens. Why not allow some of those eggs to be fertilized, and then you have the option to hatch that chicken egg? What that does is it turns that little $3 for a dozen to selling that same one individual little egg for $5 each. So what was a $5 box of eggs is now $60 total. For the same amount of eggs, it just required you to hold on to those eggs for a little bit longer. So it's a great way to stay profitable. And again, if you're wanting to be more profitable, find your niche items such as quail, different types of duck, it could be turkey, it could be geese. It's one that I've noticed has popped up a lot, people getting into niche geese. Number three, meat chickens. Having Cornish cross chickens is really not that much effort. And once you do it one time, you'll be absolutely at the bit to do it again and again. We love growing our own meat, specifically for meat chickens. It's only an 8 to 10 week work plan, so it doesn't take much time to complete your project. If you don't like it, it's only 8 weeks. That's the good news. You get it in and get it out. For us, that's kind of how we do it. We are in and out. We do it two times a year. We grow about 150 to 200 birds per pop. And then we have our supply for the next 6 to 8 months. On the back end, we see that we're not going to consume, we can sell to our local neighbor. The second best moneymaker on our homestead, when we talk about labor, when we talk about all the inputs and profitability, is goat's milk soap products. I have a mama bear over here who is having babies right now. And I'm really excited about that because that means we're gonna get milk from her. That means we can also have soap, that means we can have detergent, that means we can have some beard balm. I love me some goat's milk beard balm, shower gel, whatever it might be. We love goat's milk soap products. I have eczema and I struggle with skin rashes and things like that, but I'm not allergic to goat's milk soap, and having goat's milk soap feels absolutely soothing on my skin compared to most of the big products that are out there. So my daughter, you know, I'm gonna put the 100% information out there. My daughter has run that business since she was 13 years old. So her business was called Mischief and Me. This year, she's kind of had to take a backseat as she's gone off to college and, you know, she's figuring out her life and all those different things that are going on. So it is a little bit on pause here on our homestead, but it has been super profitable for her. It's paid for her college. She went to college at 15 years old. So it's helped her pay for college. And honestly, I'd like to think prepared her to be an adult. So she has run that business herself. That's her baby. But she has been able to make upwards of $20,000 a year on that with relatively good input. I think profit-wise, she was making about a 50 to 60% profit off of everything that she sold, which is absolutely fantastic, right? The fifth and final thing on our most profitable, and I believe the most profitable thing I have ever sold on this homestead is, drumroll, microgreens. Microgreens are an absolute bank buster for us for years. So I originally got into homesteading because I'm a chef, henceforth the name, and I wanted products that I could not find locally. Especially when I was up in Starkville, I had no one to sell me microgreens. So I got into growing myself. So I started out small, growing on a simple rack in an extra bedroom that was completely set up just for microgreens. And I was able to start growing 3 or 4 trays for myself. Well, then I had some chef buddies who were like, hey, we'd like some. So I'm selling some trays over to them, and then it kind of just grows. And it's one of those things where I felt like I probably had a self-sustaining business there that I probably let go a little too soon. And some of that had to do with moving. The other part of that is my new job. You know, I work for a food distributor now, so I'm not able to necessarily sell and compete against the very company that I work with. So I've had to take a back seat on pushing microgreens. But let me break down the math for you and why I think microgreens is one of the most undersold business models in homesteading. So first things first is that there's low input. It really can all be done in a matter of like a half a day on both ends. So it's really 8 hours of work for the entire week. You can do 100 trays in 4 hours. It's very simple. It's very easy to scale. And even for time, it's very easy to scale up. So there's low input on this product. The second thing that makes it profitable is that there's not really expensive things that go into making the product itself. You need trays to put them in, you need good soil, and then you need microgreen seeds, which again, easy to find. So when I broke it down, it came down to about $5 per tray. That tray yielded me about a pound of microgreens every single time. Sometimes on greens such as the peas and the sunflower shoots, it produced me a little bit more than that. But generally speaking, I like to say each tray made me 1 pound. I sold the tray itself for $30. So every time I dropped off that tray, it was $30 at cost to that restaurant. So I'm making a $25 profit per tray that I'm dropping off. Just to do some quick math on these microgreens, I was selling 30 trays at my peak. I was selling 30 trays a week. Each tray, we're going to say just on average, $30. So 30 times 30, that's $900 per week. All in, all I've got is $150 invested in those. And then the rest, pure profit. So $750 per week, I was able to put in my back pockets and enjoy that cash. And that cash funded other operations on the homestead, which is exactly what I need. For my homestead, I'm not here to make $1 million. I'm here for the lifestyle and enjoy. I have a full-time job that allows me to have insurance and an income. And yes, living on the land is my absolute dream, and that's where I would like to be in 5 to 10 years. Overall, I'm not needing to make $1 million on this homestead. Overall, I'm looking to make just a little bit of profit, and I'm definitely wanting to stay out of the red. The more out of the red I am, the more comfortable my life is, the more better my animals feel and look, the happier they are, the happier I am. And it's like this cyclical thing that I can keep investing back into the homestead. Make sure you stay tuned, because if you're really interested in profitability, I have an episode coming up where I'm going to talk to Dr. J, who is my brother, but he's a real estate agent and he owns a real estate investing. And he's going to talk to us about other ways that we could be making on our homestead that no one's talking about. So make sure you hang around, because there's great information there. My name is Jonathan Boyd. This is Homesteading Chef. I'm Homesteading Chef, and I'm glad that you're here. Make sure you hit the like, you hit the subscribe. If you haven't had a chance yet, hop over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you find us over there. We have exclusive content solely over there on our podcast form that we do not have available over here on YouTube. So if you're really wanting to deep dive into homesteading, make sure you hop over there as well. Until next time, keep cooking on. Enjoy your homesteads. If you're not here yet, we're here to help you get there. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.